Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. Robbie and Benny's Balloon Adventure. Robbie and Benny soared high above Happy Metal in their colorful balloon that they'd been picked up in not too long ago. Their eyes were wide with wonder as they gazed down at the world below. From their lofty vantage point, they could see for miles in every direction, and the sight was nothing short of breathtaking. "Wow, Robbie, look at that!" exclaimed Benny, pointing excitedly at different patchworks of quilts of fields and forests below. "It's amazing how different things look from way up here." Robbie nodded in agreement, his gaze sweeping across the landscape. "It's like a whole new world out there, Benny. I never realized how big things really was besides our meadow." As they floated along, Robbie and Benny spotted all sorts of interesting sights below. They saw Farmer Brown's barn and the bustling activity of the barnyard, where the cows grazed lazily in the sun and people hung out at the pond. As they saw the sparkling waters of the creek winding its way through the meadow like a ribbon of silver. And they saw their friends and the chipmunks of faith scurrying about on their daily errands, their tiny forms barely visible from this high above. And perhaps the most spectacular sight of all was the sunset painted in the sky of hues of pink and gold, casting a warm glow over the entire landscape. Robbie and Benny watched in awe as the colors danced across the horizon, painting a picture of beauty and awe that took their breath away. Steve and Alice told their furry friends that they would have to drop them off soon and return home, that their fuel was running low, with the promise of more rides to come in the future. As the sun dipped below the horizon, the stars began to twinkle overhead. Robbie and Benny knew that their balloon adventure was coming to an end. But as they gently descended back to the earth, their hearts were filled with the memories of the incredible sights that they had seen and the wonderful experiences that they had shared. As they stepped out of the balloon onto the soft grass of Happy Meadow once more, they knew that they could carry those memories with them forever, thanking their friends Steve and Alice for a wonderful trip and realizing that this wasn't the end of their new friendship. For in Happy Meadow, every day is a day for adventure and exciting things to happen. The end.